From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails what he calls strong American diplomacy. The statement follows several developments concerning relations with Iran.
We still have sanctions on Iran for its violations of human rights, for its support of terrorism, and for its ballistic missile program. And we will continue to enforce these sanctions vigorously.
In an exchange of prisoners, the U.S. released seven Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions. Iran released five Americans, including Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, and a former U.S. Marine. They have arrived in Germany. The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. The State Department announced Sunday that the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement that will return roughly $1.7 billion to Iran. And the U.S. Treasury Department has announced new sanctions against five individuals and several companies for ties to Iran's ballistic missile program. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of national mourning following Friday's terrorist attack in Ouagadougou. At least 29 people from 18 countries were killed. The dead include six Canadians, two French, two Swiss, and one American citizen. Scores of people were wounded. The United States is looking for three U.S. contractors who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. Iraqi and U.S. officials say the company for whom the three are working say they went missing 2 days ago. There are no details on their identity or what their jobs were in Iraq. This is VOA News. U.S. military teams extended their search Sunday for 12 Marines missing in the Central Pacific after their helicopters apparently collided late Thursday during a training mission off the coast of Hawaii. Military authorities say strong winds and high seas have hampered the search in an area north of the island of Oahu. They say debris has been spotted scattered over an 11-kilometer stretch of coastline. Freelance Yemeni journalist Amigdad Mojalli was killed Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on Sana'a. Mojalli was on assignment for the Voice of America. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at the residential compound of a prominent member of the provincial council. The council member escaped unharmed. In U.S. political news, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton leads rival Bernie Sanders by 25 points nationally, according to the latest results from a new NBC News Wall Street Journal opinion poll. The candidates will hold their fourth debate Sunday. Clinton has 59% support among Democratic primary voters, while Sanders has 34%. Another candidate, Martin O'Malley, gets only 2%. The UN Refugee Agency reports growing numbers of Mozambicans are fleeing fighting between Renamo rebels and government forces. Many are seeking asylum in a neighboring country. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports an almost unstoppable flow of refugees from Mozambique is crossing over the border into Malawi. The agency says its staff in the village of Kapise so far has registered nearly 1,300 new arrivals, with more than 900 people waiting to be recorded. It says another 400 people have arrived in 16 other villages. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Somali Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab says it has captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force are deployed at the base. The hoped-for formation of South Sudan's unity government is in doubt after former Vice President Riek Machar recalled the leadership of his negotiating team. They were negotiating with South Sudan President Salva Kiir. Machar has accused Mr. Kiir of sabotaging the implementation of the agreement signed last August by establishing 28 new states in South Sudan. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.